Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas economist Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, Dale, longtime economics professor at Texas A&M Commerce. So we bring Dale in from time to time to talk about the economy, and in particular the Texas economy. I showed you an article about, of course, inflation is on everybody's mind. This particular article focused on Midland, which is not right close to us, but it is a Texas city that a lot of us are familiar with. And boy, they're having it bad out there.
You know, to me, Midland has been an interesting area for quite some time. Of course, it's the center, at least financially, of the Permian Basin, you know, oil boom or bust, whichever applies at the time. And as you know, I do tend to travel a lot. I drive a lot.
Yeah.
Not quite as much now. The gas is out of sight. But even traveling through there, I've always found it interesting in terms of prices there. Everything from hotel rooms to gasoline, the works.
It's all business there.
It is.
I mean, when you drive through, you can see this. We're about every day going to work and doing what we do. That's what they're about.
I tell you, that Midland-Odessa area, there you can drive through it and you know what oil prices are doing.
That's right. That's right. But they apparently, according to this article, they have the highest inflation in the U.S. at 10% over the past over the past 6 months. And, of course, that's not a heck of a lot more than a lot of other places, but they're halfway between Dallas and El Paso, roughly, and so everything has to be brought in, more so than maybe other places, and so they're really suffering there.
Absolutely. As I read that, one of the things I thought, there's an old saying I've heard that Europeans think, or Americans think of 100 years as a long time, but Europeans think of 100 miles as a long distance. Midland, Odessa, that area there really magnifies the effect of that.
Right. So they have long lines at the food banks, which is always a sign of trouble. They talked to a particular fellow, Bo Garrison, who owns a company, Permian Dirt Works, and they're having all kinds of problems. He's had to raise his wages, what he pays people, by 20% because of the pandemic and so on. And then he's driving, I think this is, he drives himself to his various jobs 200 miles a day. So that's a tough situation.
But in that area, those long distances, driving 100 or 200 miles a day is not at all unusual. And as you say, the pandemic, but associated with it, the availability of income from non-work sources, that's made labor a real problem of getting the kind of workers that you need to the job sites.
Surely that will begin to tail off, I would think, you know.
The effects of the pandemic, the direct effects, will. But one of the things, and I don't think much attention has been paid to this, labor markets don't adjust rapidly. Mm-hmm. Now, financial markets, money and capital markets, they do. But labor markets have never been rapid adjusting to price wage changes.
Mm-hmm. Meaning?
Meaning that when you have people out of the labor force for quite a lengthy period of time, they don't turn around and go back the next day there, that there's a lingering effect from that. So that part of it. And also, our economy has just been flooded with money. And so, again, income from non-work sources has been so readily available, and that's not washed out of the system yet.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, Northeast Texas economist. There's another story out of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram with Dr. Ray Perryman. We refer to quite frequently because he's probably the best-known Texas economist. And it refers to 9% inflation in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the highest since 1981. Perryman, kind of not seemingly too concerned about it, says he thinks this will persist for the next few months.
I did get a chuckle out of that. Now, Ray, or Dr. Perryman, is known as the eternal optimist, and I would say this shows it. To say it'll persist for the next few months, I don't think anybody on earth would argue with that. Now, I would say we're talking about the next few years.
Okay, so a few months is accurate as far as it goes,
right,
at least from your point of view. Then Kiplinger is a very well-known financial reporting outfit used to be, I guess, a magazine. Maybe they still are. But Kiplinger says 2022 will end with an inflation rate of 6.3%, which is a lot less than what we've seen lately. And by 2023, by the end of the year, it will be down to 3%. They don't say why exactly, but and again, if you want to be optimistic, there's some optimism.
Not only some optimists, I would call that wildly optimistic to think that by 2023 it'll be down to 3%. If I were a betting person, yeah, I would put my house on that one.
And you've been around the block a time or two, Dale, with this kind of thing. Right?
It is. If you look, inflation is not something that winds down in a hurry. I'm old enough. I lived through the 70s. I know what it took to wring that out. And the Fed has not begun to tighten up. I hear the thing of, well, we had a half-point increase in the Fed funds rate, the largest. When the Fed funds rate is down at 1% and inflation is at 8%, that doesn't do anything.
Yeah. So we'll continue to talk about this, no doubt, and hope they're right.
I very much hope they're right. Yeah, like I say, I'd bet against it, but I hope I'm wrong.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
And Dale Funderburk, Northeast Texas economist, longtime A&M Commerce economics professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.